In scriptures, the human body is often referred to as the temple of God. Yet, it is quite an uncommon privilege for any soul to attain this sacred abode that houses the divine, as it is truly a blessing to be reborn as a human being. On several occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken about the rarity of this phenomenon.
To be reincarnate in the human world is hard. You have to have enough human quality. You have to have affinity with the parents, yeah? And with the society, with the people around which you were born. And very difficult. To be a human, you need some merit. You have done something good in the past in order to be able, yeah? To be able to pick a human birth.
As a living temple of God, the human body is fully equipped with miraculous wonders that can be awakened in those who are spiritually conscious and have complete faith in the Creator of all life. Inedia, Latin for fasting, is the human ability to live without food. Since time immemorial, there have always been individuals who can sustain themselves on prana, or the vital life force. Through the grace of providence, inediates, people who follow a food-free lifestyle, can draw the energy from nature to nourish themselves.
They live on the chi, from the ground, or from the forest, and from the sun, and from the air. They make use of all that. Or they live on love and faith alone.
These individuals are known as breatharians, pranarians or inediates, solarians or watarians, and they come from all walks of life, from different cultures and all corners of the world. Indeed, the possibilities and miracles in this life, as our benevolent Creator has designed for us, are endless. We only need to connect within to recognize our abounding largesse as God's children. Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly recommended a weekly series on Supreme Master Television to introduce those individuals of the past and present who have chosen to live food-free on earth. May their spiritual stories enthrall you. May hearts be opened and horizons be expanded. We now invite you to join us for part one of our four-part program entitled Elitom Ben Israel, Breatharianism for a Working Person, on Between Master and Disciples.
This program discusses the possibility of breatharianism, or living without eating food, and is not a full instruction. For your safety, please do not attempt to cease eating without proper expert guidance.
Hello, enlightened viewers. Thank you for joining us as we return once again to Ohio, USA to speak with Elitom Ben Israel, who will give us a little more insight into the first days of his lifestyle as a breatharian. On our last episode, Elitom shared with our Supreme Master Television correspondent a new phrase which he had coined when talking about breatharianism.
I'm going to change it to food alchemy so people can have a better understanding what we're talking about. This is a science, so you're actually dealing with the alchemy of foods. Now we're at a level where food alchemy have upgraded itself, where people understand that they can live a full life without never touching meat nor touching an animal byproduct. Food alchemy does not end there, just like technology and science, so that's why we want people to understand that this is a science. It has also upgraded itself again that people are just living off of fruit, and people are going on to the levels of living off of prana, but it's still on the basis of food alchemy, because the bottom line, the reason why people eat is because you're looking for energy. And the body can run off of other sources of energy, and this is why we named it food alchemy.
L.A. Tom also discussed his experiences when he first started the 21-day process to transition to becoming food-free.
Yes, I wish I could have went to a retreat. But like I said, having a job, got to keep a roof over your head and stuff like this, how am I going to go into this doing these everyday things that this society requires for you to be into it? So I had to think of a new way, and it took deep thought. So that's when I started creating another level to making diet changes. You know, I went from the veganism to the live and raw foods to the juicing, taking those levels, still doing my duties and work. And even on those levels, there's healing crises. There's times where you be tired, just still eating, going to those levels till the body get used to it. But when I seen when the body started getting used to it, that it can keep going, then you just go further and further and further.
What did you do when you were hungry during this 21-day process? How did you deal with it?
Well, there's another term that I'm going to bring up to sound kind of new. What breatharian is also not only food alchemy that I said, so you could deal with the scientific, the energies you put in your body has an effect on how you're operating. But breatharianism is also a prolonged meditation. It goes hand in hand with meditation because that's what it is. Sort of like when you're in a meditative state, you're not sitting there eating popcorn. You follow me? So basically, you're taking your life, you're not just in a sitting position of meditation now. You're basically doing things, walking through life, and when different things are taking place, stresses in the body, now your mind is challenging it. So it's going to another level. You find out that you don't get hungry. When the body start growling and stuff like that, that is toxicity moving, and actually the intestines is trying to rid that out of the body. That's all the body's going through. You start realizing this. You start going into a higher level of self-realization. So that's why when I got in to earlier about conscious tasting that a lot of breatharians do, they understand they can do that because it's not hunger. The body's going to get rid of it. But now their mind got so strong, they can actually lead the toxicity out the body compared to the other person who, when you first get into these stages, it's saturated there. You're looking at it as hunger. Let me go get something else because it stops. Well, of course it stopped because as soon as you put something in the body, the detoxification process stopped.
So actually the pain that we feel is not the pain for food?
It's not the pain for food at all. It's nothing but the intestines start moving to get rid of the toxicity. That's all it is. Those people who fast often will find out once they get past the third day, hunger pains stop. You get to the seventh day, a lot of major toxicities within the body have purged themselves out, and you're not hungry. Usually when you eat, your mind goes off like that. It's because of conditioning and emotional imbalances.
Is that the same with drinking, absorbing liquid?
Yes, because the liquids, the more toxicity you have in your body, the more you should drink. Of course, drinking water will help detoxify the body or the juice fast and stuff like that. That's what it's doing. The liquid is just another, sort of like what I talked about last time about the apple. It's nothing but molecules put together. But the thickness of the apple, the molecules are just moving a lot more slowly. When you get the apple juice, it's the same molecules. But the behavior of the atoms changed, and the molecules are just moving a lot faster. That's what made the solid into a liquid. So we get into breatharianism. There is a vibration of an apple that you cannot see. And they have machines now, like the harmonic translator is one of them. That is a machine where you can put your finger, put your hair into it. It'll tell you everything that's going on with the body. And they do have now, when you research the harmonic translators, you could give a person an herb through an email because it's nothing more than a vibration. And they also have drugs and everything else. I dealt in the school one time where they was given those classes where they give kids drugs to cool them down. They went from the medication and the pill, and now they're giving them the lights. So we're already on a level of vibration. The thought can start feeding the body if a person allows it to and start paying more conscious attention.
He also addressed an important level that has a significant impact on a person who is going through the initial stages of becoming food free.
There's a level you get to when you understand that the body can live off of more prana, and it's called conscious tasting. Now, I want to bring this in. When you get to a certain level, you can start setting perimeters for your life. Because all of our lives is nothing but a tapestry, a weave of thought processes. That's what creates the totality of your life. And that goes to the spouse you have, to the things you're eating, to the things you're not eating, to the clothes you wear. This is all your thought process. When a breatharian did was, they just gained more domination of their life. Instead of letting somebody else guide it, now you're weaving your tapestry of life. Now, dealing with conscious tasting. Say, for instance, you were a friend. A breatharian will go and probably have tea with them at the cafe. But somebody will jump up and say, oh, you're not a breatharian. See, you need tea. See, look at that. So that's why a lot of them don't want the fanfare. Because why can't I live a normal life? In other words, that's what they're saying without... And the human mind has the ability to point fingers in order to justify its own behavior. Because this is not like an Alcoholics Anonymous class where you get up and say, hey, my name is Ellie Tom, and I've been food free for 6 months. Keep coming back. It works. So you don't want to get into that cycle. That's why a lot of breatharians don't come out, because they still want to live the perimeters that they're set for their life, but they did take their life to another level, to where they have more time, more tapestry, and they are reaping the benefits, and all they're doing is just try to show it to the rest of the flock so they could pull themselves upward also, so it could go into what? Stopping global warming. That's going to give us more time on the planet. So that's the whole gift. So there we are right there on being normal, to go into another circumstance, dealing with our spiritual walk.
Joyous viewers, join us again next Sunday when we continue with part 3 of Eliatom ben Israel, Breatharianism for a Working Person, on Between Master and Disciples. Hardworking viewers, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Good People, Good Works, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May your life be filled with wondrous miracle.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.